Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Hello, everyone. How are we? I'll just repeat what Graham said. What an awesome morning we had, eh? For those that attended, giving honour to some very amazing people, Pete and Jen. Thank you so much for all that you do. It's amazing. Just wanted to, before I forget, actually, those songs that we just heard before, the three songs, they were just phenomenal. I mean, the key words for me, those two first songs, fear, do not fear. And then the last one was all about just believe that God can do it again, amen? So that testimony there, that hasn't skyrocketed your faith. I'm sorry, I don't know what will. It's pretty amazing. Thank you so much, Tina, for sharing. Praise God for that, because I believe personally that God will actually move through LMC and will move through people in this group, because you guys have come out tonight, you've foregone your time and you could be doing other things with this terrible weather outside, and you've come out because you're seeking God, you want more, amen? You want more, amen? So because you want more, God's not going to hold back, okay? He's not going to hold back. All we've got to do is what it says, I believe in Luke 7:50, where it says, Jesus commanded, he commanded us. He didn't actually suggest, he commanded, do not fear, just believe. Okay? Very strong and powerful to the point. Don't fear, it's a command. Perfect love casts out fear. It's so liberating to be able to walk around doing everyday life and not be fearful of man. Because we're not meant to fear man. We're meant to fear God. A lot of us could fear. We've got a lot more. But, you know, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But to fear man, that just totally doesn't do much for us, except just makes us want to do nothing and it makes you inactive. So I just wanted today I'll be encouraging really quickly with a few quick words about how you can just be practical and shine for Jesus. Amen. And like I said, I'll say it again, you guys are going to be an instrument for God, and some of you already are, okay? And out of this group, at the PM service, is going to be some amazing, amazing miracles for God. Just expect it. It's going to happen, okay? And then you're going to just be like an amazing, I won't call it a virus, you'll be like an imagine, like, what would you call it these days? You call it, what would you call it?
Contagious,
thank you. That's a better word. Contagious, it'll be viral. No, it won't be viral. It'll be just contagious. We'll go with contagious. You guys are going to be spreading, because whenever you see someone move in the power of God and you know that you've got the Holy Spirit, you can do the same thing. Amen? So expect it, okay? But back to what I was saying before with Jen and Pete, I admire them so much, and I know you guys do as well. What stood out for me with them this morning that I heard with them is that they were talking about, before they were saved, they were saying that they were always really very much intrigued and in love with this character Jesus, but they weren't too interested. Jen wasn't interested in religion. And what I'm getting as a general consensus as I go out and do my life and I confront people and I sometimes talk to all kinds of different people in life. I speak to atheists, I speak to agnostics, I speak to ex-Christians, I speak to all sorts of people. And the number one problem that I'm finding time and time again is that they've had a bad experience and they've been let down and they've got this world view of what religion is like. It's nothing to do with what the Bible tells us religion is, which is pure and undefiled. We go out, we look after people, we serve, we look after the orphans, look after the widows, look after the children like Pete and Jen. And you guys all serve, right? That's ministry. You serve, you look after people, and that's true. Undefiled religion. But what the world has in mind is, I've been told that no, don't want any of that. You know, it's like wars, the religions, they cause wars, you get terrorism, and all these ideas they've got in their minds, and they put us all in the same bag. Have you guys noticed that at all? Yeah? So just recently I had an opportunity to talk to somebody at my tennis club. I prayed for 5 people there this week. I'm getting through the whole team, as I said last time. And seeing miracles everywhere, people of all ages, 78-year-old guy, and he's an atheist. He saw me praying for somebody else. a lady that was on the sofa because she got vertigo and had to be sent off the court or carried off or something. And he saw me praying for this lady. I put my hand on her head and I asked first. And he saw me and he starts coming over and going, what's this guy doing? You know, he looks over at the other girl and what's he doing? So he asked me, what does your top say? And I said, Godfidence. So I don't have confidence in myself. I have Godfidence. And he goes, oh, are you religious? And I go, no, I'm not actually. So do you want me to tell you what I tell people as an icebreaker every time they ask me, are you religious? Do you want to know? Because it works every time. It's amazing, okay? When they try to corner you or they try to end it really quickly by saying, I'm not religious or I hate religion, you just say really simple. I just say, imagine they tell me, not religious. And I go, really? Great, either am I. You know, I just love Jesus. And then from there, that moment, they just smile. And most of the times, they'll keep talking to me because they'll realize that I'm not there to try to bring them to church, although it is in the back of my mind. But it's not like the first thing I'm going for is to get them, you know, come into Bible study. But I just want them saved because the whole idea is to do the healings, to do the signs and wonders, to get them saved. I don't go out there looking for... You know, I've already got the kicks that I've wanted in the past from seeing miracles. It's more about just having the person saved. And so we can have a nice little chat. And most of the times that works. I'm not joking. Just break the ice by letting them know that you don't really care too much for religion. It's all about Jesus. I'll just read something really quickly about an atheist recently that a friend of mine invited me to his friend's house, who is the atheist, and he said, come along with me, I want you to come and pray for his wife. She's got cancer, and this guy, the atheist, the husband, is anti-Christianity, big time. Not just like, oh yeah, I won't talk to you. This guy is one of those that goes out of his way, just really do damage. But God changed his heart in a major, major way, because he thought that we were all about religiosity and about religion, but then when he actually... Let us talk to him. Do you want me to read very quickly what he said? Okay, this is a text from the atheist to my friend. I've changed the names just for their privacy. So it says, hey Cam, this is the atheist texting my friend. Hey Cam, just wanted to say thank you for today. You know my view about religion and all that stuff, but your mate really made me stop and think about what he was saying, and it really did sink in. Normally I would just shrug it off and move on, and not take it seriously. Not this time. I know in the past I've just thought it's all a load of bleep and you are all just brainwashed. I've always had respect for you, Cam, even though I might not have shown it. I always have. And I have more deeper respect for you now, Cam, and your wife and your friends. I truly mean that, Cam. It has given me food for thought and really made me and Rochelle, his wife, discuss religion with each other and really make me think really deep down about it. So thank you, Cam, for opening up my eyes. This is an atheist guy that he's been let down by religion in the past. His whole family apparently were Christians but didn't show it or whatever, and it totally just hardened his heart. And now we've got this sort of scenario, and he's got me going over there praying for his wife with cancer, and we're just believing for a miracle for her. So that's pretty amazing how God's doing that. I just want to encourage you guys quickly before we pray. I know we're going to pray for people with needs. I just want to encourage you guys to, as the sign says there, to just shine for Jesus everywhere you go. As I always say to you guys, that you are the light for Jesus, okay? And obviously you're not the light yourself. You reflect the light inside of you. I'm sure you know that. And light casts out darkness. I'll give you another example. Last year, we were actually doing an outreach for Good Friday. Do you mind playing that really short video for me? Guys, just check this out. What fortune lies beyond the stars? Those dazzling heights too fast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far. But I found heaven is love's way. I'm The year before that, we actually got away into this particular place. It's a local country club, just in Chernside there. You guys would probably know it. And it was a last-minute thing, but I had a lot of fear about approaching these people. How do I get into this place? How do I ask them, in a country that's meant to be Christian anyway, how do I ask them if I can have a prayer room in there? But last minute, I got my courage together, and I went over, and surprisingly, I said, yeah, no worries. And they gave us the best location and everything. As Julia knows, she's been involved, and she's been awesome, very selfless to get over there and face her fear and do it anyway. And basically, last year there was a psychic there, and I prayed for her salvation and everything, obviously from a distance, because I didn't want to go and start. I had to go and get involved with this, but it was at the very start. And we prayed for her, because you don't pray against the people. They're just puppets, some of these people are doing what they do in the kingdom of darkness. You've got to pray against what they're doing, okay? So I came against, in the name of Jesus, what they were doing, what this woman was doing, and she got no work that day, okay? I saw her, she was frustrated like you wouldn't believe, but she got nothing. I think she may have got like one job when she relocated somewhere else, but that's about it. And this year, there was no psychic there at all. So wherever there's light, you can't have darkness, okay? We cannot stand around and do nothing, because where we do nothing, the enemy thrives. Does that make sense? And Bernie came over to me today. We've got testimonies in this church that you guys probably know nothing about. I really would encourage you guys, if you know of someone that has had an experience, has had a healing, to please come up. Tell people, because we all need to hear this stuff. We all need to hear how amazing God is and that he's still doing miracles daily. And Bernie came up to me today and he was so excited about his little miracle that he did for God. Have you guys heard about it? Have you heard about it? He told you? Yeah, so anyway, he got the courage together and he went up to his brother-in-law who had a really bad back. House ridden, he couldn't even leave the house. And the guy's healed, no longer needing surgery, most likely. All because he stepped up and he prayed for someone and he's just now, he's on fire. So praise God for that. And that's what we need to do, just destroy the works of the devil for a living, I believe. Who remembers Peter Pelikan's challenging message to us last year in July? Yes, Peter Pelikan in July? Is that how I pronounce his name? Pelikan? Yeah, do you remember what he said to us? He said something was very challenging. He said, are we a clubhouse or a lighthouse? Do you remember that? If you don't, now you do. He said that at the PM service, and that really struck a chord with me. I just thought that was really powerful that he's talking about the church in general, but obviously us as well. I just want to say that, to encourage you guys as well, is just don't compare yourself to anybody when you're stepping up for the Lord or whatever. Don't compare yourself to anybody but Jesus, and you'll find that you won't have any discouragement. You're not going to have any reason to make up any excuses, because you've got to start somewhere. There's no way that you're going to wake up as bold as a lion one day and just go, oh yeah, rah, get me that next person. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You've got to start, like last time we spoke about mustard seed faith. Remember that? Mustard seed faith. Like Bernie, okay? Check up on Bernie a year from now. Tell me where he's at. It all starts like that. And you'll find that if you just listen to what Jesus said. He said that all authority under heaven has been given to me, to him. Yes, to him, but then he gives it to us, yeah? So that means he receives it from the Father. It's all been given to him when he was risen. And then what happens? He sends us out. So now, go, he says. He doesn't say stay. He says go. So wherever you're at, do whatever he asks of you. And that is happens to be that we preach the gospel. So in other words, you share, heal the sick, cast out devils, make disciples. And that's what we're told to do. We're commanded. So I have fun with it personally. I don't have it as a chore or as anything as a case of, oh my gosh, I've got to go and witness today. It's wherever I am, if I can, I'll do it. Okay, and it's actually enjoyable because it's a part of who I am. I get to be who I am. So you guys don't have to go out of your way. Don't have to try to be anyone different because you're a child of God. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you're just being who you are. And that's your natural state, is to be who you are in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. So in saying all of that, I think that right now, you guys, I think you've heard enough from me. I just wanted to encourage you a little bit. And I would like to pray for people. If you've got anyone here at all with any needs, anything at all that you want to get rid of. We had Megan over there. She thought it was too little what she had, and the Holy Spirit sorted her out in 2 seconds. Right, Megan? Yep. No matter what it is, God cares about it. Okay, He's not a God that's going to start saying, oh, what? He's got a headache? Come on. Doesn't matter what it is. So I want to start seeing more regularly incurable diseases leave people. Okay, because I've seen it. But I love that song. Who's it by? Yes, I love that song. Okay, it's amazing. I want to see that more often. I've seen, oh my gosh. It moves you when you actually get the call, someone telling you they've had an incurable disease, leave them. But I'd like to see it as often as I see other things, backs, shoulders, you know, anything, whatever it is, other issues that we have. But we see some amazing things, but I want to see some bigger things on a regular basis. That's what I want. And I believe God's going to use everyday individual people like me and you guys. I think He's going to do it. And in fact, I believe He's going to do it. Okay, and that's all we've got to do is just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. So without any further ado, is anyone here at all? I'm sure there'll be some people that would like some form of prayer for anything at all. Anything that is bugging you, bothering you, that you want to leave behind today? Yes, Amanda? Would you like to come up and see us? Got a microphone for Amanda, please. Thank you. Okay, did you want to... Do you want to share with... If you're comfortable, share with everybody. Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's two things. Kind of incurable in a way. I'm celiac, so I have celiac disease, and I'm on a fairly strict diet because just being gluten-free isn't enough for some reason, so I think there's something else going on there too, but have never been able to figure out what that is. So, and also I have vertigo. I get bouts of vertigo every couple of months. I can only sleep on one side during those times, and it's pretty debilitating, yeah.
Okay, so celiac, vertigo, and what was the other one, sorry?
No, that's it.
I'll just let you know as well, guys, I had vertigo a couple of weeks ago because I was very silly. Come up if you like. I was very silly and I didn't look after my body, so I don't get sick because God's amazing and I don't get sick, but that was neglect, and I ended up having vertigo. I vomited from places I never knew was possible, and I ended up just lying down in bed and not getting up for a long time for days, and I didn't know that you could do that. But basically, long story short, I was sick, and that day I was carrying boxes for Graham to the front. I was probably thinking I might just fall over if I'm not careful. But then Luke offered to pray for me, Luke Divincentis, and I wasn't healed straight away, but I went home, and within an hour and a half of helping the wife do some house chores, I was vacuuming or something. I don't know what I was doing. It was Mother's Day, so I was helping out. what a man. I just instantly, just left me. Instantly. Luke prayed for me. Okay? Anyone can do this, guys. Anyone. So also pray for a guy at tennis with 78 years of age who had vertigo, and he was going to change doctors, go somewhere else. And on the premises right there at tennis, he got healed of vertigo. So he'll do it for you. Okay? It's not a big deal to God. A vertigo, come on. Okay? So celiac, you have to enlighten me a little bit more.
I can't eat wheat, anything with gluten in it.
I've seen people get healed of intolerances. Easily. Come on. I mean, dairy is a big one, isn't it? And God's done it. So you can't eat anything with gluten.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to all pray for her. You guys just reach out your hands we're all going to believe corporately for the healing. But the command is at the word, it's going to happen because that's how God works, okay? So we're going to just believe. So I'm going to put down this microphone that I don't need. Let's just believe for full healing for Amanda right now, okay? So right now, Father, I thank you for Amanda. I thank you for her boldness. I thank you for her faith. And I know you're going to release healing right now. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Have your way in this place, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, I come against this celiac disease right now. Celiac disease right now. I curse you. Leave her now. Right now, in Jesus' name. No more intolerances to gluten. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever she puts to her mouth, whatever she eats or drinks will no longer affect her in a negative way. In the name of Jesus, every organ in her body will function as it was created to. In the name of Jesus Christ, she will digest everything perfectly. No more trace of this disease in the name of Jesus Christ. As far as the vertigo is concerned, right now, we command to leave her body right now. And her brain to just completely send all the right signals to the rest of the body in Jesus' name. When she's standing, lying down, doing whatever she does, no more vertigo to any part of this body in Jesus' name. No more dizziness in Jesus' name. We curse you. Get out now. Leave her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you, Jesus, and that's it. You just believe it. Receive it, okay? Okay? Just receive it. Is there any way you can tell us right now how you're feeling? Or is it normally when you're lying down?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to lie down? I'm kidding. No. No, I'm kidding. Let us know if you want to later on, Amanda, but just believe, because it's all you've got to do, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so intolerances are incurable, aren't they? I forgot about that. So I'm seeing a lot of those. A lot of... A youth camp. Sorry, Nicole. I was going to go... It wasn't... And you should look at me funny. No, it was recently... Yeah, I did one at Anglesey, and the kids were all praying for themselves. Miracles everywhere. And incurable things like this intolerances. The youth pastor, he had dairy issues and they were gone. And all sorts of things. Amazing. God's awesome.